There are many stories of Steve Rogers, and between them, many contradictions. Who he is and what he stands for depends on your denomination. But across tellings, a few things will be consistent. Eve will always be a woman in a garden who eats an apple. Moses will be a man in a desert who parts a sea. Stephen is two things, a soldier and a patriotic symbol. In the Feige canon, which we are working with today, the stories are most commonly read as interrogations into what it means to be a soldier, what it means to be a symbol. Not just a soldier, but a good soldier. Not just a symbol, but the embodiment of a nation's ideals. These things are known, but I want to ask you, are they true? Of this Steve Rogers, have they ever been true? A good soldier? Well, Stephen joins the war because, in his own words, he doesn't like bullies. We are told not long after by his commander that a good soldier is a bully with a gun, someone big and fast who obeys orders. Stephen is small, slow, and, though we often forget this, insubordinate. We remember that he is selected for service for his integrity, but forget that this comes after being rejected 6 times. Told by the army he cannot enlist, and ignoring that order, lying repeatedly about his health and residence. We remember the charming story about how he got the flag down from the pole with intelligence rather than brute strength, but we forget the sergeant screaming at him the whole time to stop and fall in. Stephen soon becomes very big and very fast, but he stays disobedient. His first mission is liberating a camp against his commander's orders. In the next tale, he speaks briefly about following orders, and then steals army secrets, one of their craft, and thwarts their plan to destroy a city. The next tale is often read as a good soldier losing faith in the chain of command, discovering his nation has used him ill. But how? He's never respected the chain of command, and never does a single wrong thing in their service. He is sent on a mission where secrets are stolen and buried, yes, but not by him. That happens while he's off rescuing hostages, real hostages in real danger, whose lives he saves. And he demands to know what his nation was up to while he saved those hostages, and when told their evil aims, rejects them immediately. He's never corrupted, never tempted. He is not a good soldier. He is a good man. A nation's ideals? Stephen says he doesn't care where the bullies are from. And at that point, all his bullies have been his countrymen. Becoming a symbol, it's a costume assigned to him. He wears it with ambivalence. It's not a job he wants, nor one where he shows aptitude, but it aids in a war he feels is just. A worthwhile compromise. He wears the costume again, and again, and again, because others need it, and because he likes the shield. He holds no particular attachment to his nation, and if his nation bids him do the wrong thing, he will refuse, even if they cast him out. And we may say, well, perhaps that is the ideal, to do right by any cost. Isn't that what a people should aspire to? Yes, 1,000 times yes. But are a people the nation? Can it be a nation's ideal to go against the nation? Can we say this lack of patriotism is patriotic? How can the suit represent the willingness not to wear it? And if it can, how would it be to the public benefit for him to put it on? Steve Rogers is the man who does what his heart tells him is right. His orders, his nation, his closest friends be darned.